Welcome back to my show. In today's episode, I have a very special guest with me today. Her name is Dana Zora. She's an amazing singer-songwriter, and she has many songs under her belt. Hey, Dana, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking out the time to be on the show. So please, introduce yourself and maybe sing a few lines from your latest song.
My name is Dana. I'm really happy to be here. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I'm currently living in New York. You said to sing a few lines from my latest song?
Yeah.
Okay. I think my latest song is Dancing Slow. So, okay, which part should I sing? Maybe, you got me dancing slow. You got me dancing slow. I guess I wanna know. Okay.
That's awesome. I mean, everyone out there who loves the pop music and loves to try some new music from, you know, different singers, this is a song for you to listen to. If you enjoy it, then feel free to listen to all of our other songs. I'll be putting up her website link in the show notes. You can click on that and find all of her music, all the things she does. Contact her if you want to talk to her, anything like that. My next question for you is, what is your musical background?
Well, I went to Berklee College of Music, and I studied singing there and performance, songwriting, a few other things. I did a little bit of music business and stuff like that. But I first got kind of like into music and into playing music when I was like 8 years old. I started drumming. And then when I was about, I think I want to say like 14 maybe, I started playing guitar and like writing songs on guitar, writing songs on piano. And then I ventured into some Arabic percussion instruments. And yeah, then I just kind of went all in.
That's awesome. I mean, I think it's always great to start when you're young so you can kind of develop over the years. But I think at the same time, like even like people out there start when they're 25, 24, I think they do like so much, like they have more experience towards the end and starting. But like, I think music is something like that you can do whenever at any age. There's no set boundary that you have to go between between 5 years old and 15 years or nothing like that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think anyone at any age could definitely get into music. It does help though when you start early. I mean, it's easier to kind of read music and write music and all that stuff when you start a little bit earlier, since then you have the fundamentals. But honestly, any age you can start and get into it, and it's super fun and like really nice that you can be creative in whatever way that you want to be. And pretty much anyone can learn to sing, so that's also like pretty nice.
Absolutely. I think what you said is completely true. Like starting from the start as well as great things and theory, all those things get learned fresh from school, high school, college, all of those things. So walk me through a day of your life. Like, how does your day go as a singer-songwriter?
You said, how does my day go with what? Sorry, kind of just...
As like a singer-songwriter?
Oh, as a singer-songwriter, yeah. Well, a lot of it is not as fun as everyone, I'm sure, thinks it is. It's a lot of kind of managing all the like moving parts that come together to make you look, you know, cohesive across all platforms and everything, especially with social media. It's a lot of like kind of gathering that content and making sure that everything you post and everything you create reflects what you are trying to say as an artist, and what you're trying to look like and all of those things. So a lot of it is just kind of like working on the details of that, like editing videos, creating content, you know, reaching out to a bunch of different people to see if you can collaborate with them, working with different producers, working with different songwriters. It's like a lot of kind of running around trying to make sure that you're keeping it all together and looking smooth to everybody else. So that's like mostly what my days look like. Obviously I write pretty much every day. At least I try to write every single day. Sometimes I just like sit there with my guitar and I'm like, yeah, it's not happening today. But most of the time I write something, even if I don't like it. And yeah, like I really enjoy though scheduling sessions with producers that I'm working with and like co-writing songs with them and stuff. So I try to make most of my days like that, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of taking out the time to do what you love. I think like if you love singing, taking out the time to like, you know, sing a little bit or do songwriting or whatever you love, I think it's just an important part or a key part of just growth as a creative. I think not just singing, songwriting, if you are into English and into creative story writing, if you think about it, singing and songwriting is kind of like creative storytelling, because you tell a story through your music, through your words, through the emotions you try to convey through your song, and you know, all the instruments you're trying to use within that song.
For sure. I mean, there's a lot of details that go into it, and like once you get to a certain stage with a song, you are basically working on almost nothing, like in the sense of what other people hear, they can barely tell the difference, but you know, you and like the people you're working with that are also you know, into music or working on music, like you start to get down to the very tiny little details, and it gets so kind of insane that you're like listening to, let's say, you know, a hit on the like a rim shot or something that you want in the song, and you're listening to it in like different pitches, like trying to see if you could get the right tone for it or whatever. And a lot of times people don't notice those things, but it makes all the difference when you put it all together. So it's really like, it's really fun and it's really exciting, and it's also pretty insane when you think about it. Sometimes you look back and you can barely tell the difference yourself. You're like, oh my god, I can't believe we spent so much time on this. But once you listen to it like all together, you're like, yeah, this was definitely the right way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. I think just reflecting back on the things you've done, maybe it's a song, album, whatever it is, I think as you grow as an creative, you kind of realize that, like, you know, you kind of think about the things you could have done better, things you've done really well, things you can improve on, things you have done so good that you want to, like, you know, keep working on that. And, like, you know, just like picking in the integrity, because I think with creative work, you can keep going on about the different flaws and shortcomings in it, no matter how good you feel it is, right? You could be like, you know, editing the song over and over and over, and you can still have like lots of material to maybe put in, or lots of instruments to add, maybe make less, things like that.
For sure. And sometimes you go through it and you go through all those details and you make a million different versions of the song, and then you end up going back to the first one because you realize that the first one was the one that had the magic in it, and then you kind of started losing the magic when you dissected it too much. It's really like a very funny process, because you have to find like the balance between making it, you know, right, and then like not, you don't want to like mess it up or anything, but like you have to keep that magic and still make it clean and presentable to your audience. So it's kind of, it's a weird balance to find. Like sometimes you try so hard to find it and you're like, no, it's not right. And sometimes it happens on like the first try.
Absolutely, I totally agree. My last and final question for you is, I know like many singers, songwriters, they love to collab with other singers. So who would be like your dream person to collab with on your next song or album?
My dream person. I mean, honestly, I mean, I should probably say someone famous, but one of my like dream people to collaborate with is one of my closest friends. We've written songs together, but I want to work on something that will actually like release and go through the production process with her, because she's just like, it's so nice to work with her because we know each other so well. We're like practically sisters. So working on stuff together, it makes it more exciting. And we also bring completely different things to the table. So when we're working on it, it's like, it's just such an exciting and like such a great learning process for me, honestly. And I would love to work with her and release something with her soon, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I think that's the perfect answer. I think just like most people, when I ask that question to them, they're like, you know, some of celebrities, or like not celebrities, but like, you know, celebrity singers and famous singers and stuff. And I think it's just important, like, you know, to think about your connections. Maybe there's like a, like as you said, your close friend you would love to write with and actually release that song or album. I know some people like to maybe make music with their family, like, you know, like a family band kind of thing. There are all sorts of different creative things I heard, but I think the main thing that clicked to me was what you said. I think just like, you know, having that thing where like you really, really want to work with someone, just because, not because like they're famous, not because they will add to your repertoire, but because you have something in common with them or make like have this bond, which I don't think you would share with like, you know, famous singer, because they, you meet them maybe once or twice, and then after that, I don't think they would like, you know, remember you, talk too much, right? And I think what you said about like, you know, your close friend, you feel like sister, they have like this bond, you share and written many songs. I think it showcases that, you know, you can write music with anyone as long as you love and appreciate what you're doing.
For sure. I mean, I think too, like when you know each other so well, it's super helpful in that process, because you are not afraid to push each other at all, because you know, like, how much more the other person can give. So that also makes it like really exciting, and again, like a really great learning process. And just, I mean, it's also so like, it's such a wonderful thing to work with someone that you really care about and then be able to like share in that process, because it is a very like nitty gritty process, and you get to share in it, and then you get to kind of like release something together that you love and you've poured so much time and energy into, and you got to do that with someone that you really care about. I feel like my favorite projects that I've done are definitely the ones where I got to work with a bunch of people that I really care about, and a bunch of musicians that, you know, I've worked with before and had like really great relationships with. I think that's what makes me like love those projects even more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Thank you so much for being on the show with me today. I love talking with you, and I hope everyone out there listening to me today with Zaina enjoyed this as well. If you guys have any questions for Zaina, feel free to drop it in a contact box on the website, which I'll be linking in. And yeah, thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Zaina, again.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been such a wonderful experience, and I really appreciate you having me here today and asking me these really awesome questions.
Thank you so much. Everyone out there, this is the end of the episode. I'll be linking in everything that I said before. And stay tuned for new episodes every Sunday, Monday, and whenever I do interviews. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day.